Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. I am so sleepy this morning. I was trying to roll out of bed and say, you know, okay, can I delay the show? Can I just play music? This, that, and the other. But you know what? We'll start out with some music. We'll see if I can pull myself together to do some talking. But anyway, welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Can you believe it? I'm just amazed at how quickly time flies the older I get. You know, my daddy says it all the time. It's like, is it already? And when I think about it, even with him being 91, I think about it, you know, in the same light as me being 53. You know, it's like, is it already? Well, tomorrow is that day that we celebrate. And for many of us, we celebrate it in many different ways. And then there are people, of course, who boycott the whole history and essence of what Thanksgiving is supposed to be about, in a sense, to, you know, different people think about it in many different ways. But the way that I look at Thanksgiving is it's a time that we come together as family and friends, and we love and appreciate and we give thanks for many, many blessings. Of course, we should do it many times during the year. Of course, we should give thanks every day of our life, you know, but sometimes I think that we get so caught up in what is going on in our world that sometimes we just need times that remind us, you know, let's gather. Let's give thanks. And so I'm okay with that essence. At least that's for me. I don't know how you feel about it, but at least for me, it's a day of just cooking some good food, you know, getting my kids together, friends and family together, as many as can, gather, you know, in one place and, you know, just enjoying each other and just reminding, you know, that they matter. That we all matter, and it's a beautiful thing for me. So anyway, let me jump into some music because I am so very, very sleepy this morning, and we'll just kind of see how Morning Coffee with Flavor goes this morning. I want to play a piece by a 16-year-old. I don't know where Gabby is, but she was produced by Mutz Music out of the ATL, and this piece is called The One.
Looking for me, been running down and
Welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. I'm going to play a little bit more music this morning versus talking. I'm very, very tired. Life has just been a little crazy. We had plumbers tearing up the bathroom yesterday, fixing some pipes. Person came by, you know, measuring the doors because we're going to get some new doors. It was just a crazy day, and it... I think having a bunch of strangers going in and out of the house, I don't know what it is, but it just kind of wore me out. I got work done, luckily, prior to them coming in, a little bit done while they were here, but it was challenging, and it's really interesting how much I depend on water. You know, when they turn the water off for a good portion of the day, and it's really kind of interesting how much I depend on water. So it was clearly a reminder, do not take things for granted. And anyway, I think that, I don't know why I'm tired, okay? I'll just be honest. Maybe I've been doing one of those things where I don't fall into a deep sleep until later on. So I don't know. But I'm just going to play some music, and I decided I'm going to play some of the ladies that come my way. So what direction do I want to go? You know what? I'm going to go ahead and play Sunflower in My Garden just because I feel like it, all right? Hope you enjoy.
Hello, pretty yellow flowers of the sun. So nice to see you when I rise. When I look outside my window, I behold Mother Nature's grand design. There's a festival of color blazing in the morning sunshine. But the sight that brings me so much joy and puts a smile on my face is the golden yellow petals of my favorite bloom as it crowns this sacred space. Sunflowers in my garden, follow the path of the sun. Sunflowers in my garden, follow the path of the sun. It's amazing that something so beautiful begins as a simple seed. And the very thing designed to make it grow reflects the thing that it would be. To wake each day and bathe within the solar flower's golden ray. As creation sets before your very eyes, this flower sees the sun along its way.
Sunflowers in my garden, follow the path of the sun. Sunflowers in my garden, follow the path of the sun.
Hello, pretty yellow flowers of the sun. So nice to see you when I rise. Hello, pretty yellow flowers of the sun. So nice to see you. A perfect way to begin the day. Beautiful golden sunflowers on display, planted in the garden, born on solar winds, turns itself toward the sun as the day begins. What a perfect way to begin the day. Beautiful golden sunflowers on display, planted in the garden, born on solar winds, turns itself toward the sun as the day begins.
Sunflowers in my garden,
hello,
follow the path,
pretty yellow flowers of the sun.
this world has ever known.
Thank you. I'm not your mascot. Hey, what
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava. I decided to dedicate this show to some of my lady friends that have come my way to share their musical talents with us here on Flava News Radio. So in those last two sets, I played with Barry Jordan with Sunflower in My Garden, going into Monet Charisse with Free, the Nina Bradlin all the way over there in Switzerland with Daydreaming, going into Miss Nick West, produced by Paris Doom with her piece My Relationship. Then my girl Shakise Malik with Calling My Shots, and then closing out that set with Mayana with Honestly I Do. I hope you're doing well this morning. I am sleepy. That's why I decided to kind of play a little bit more music than talking this morning, because I actually did hit the snooze button. I really did, and really ended up rolling out of bed about 15 minutes before the show started. I think I fell into that deep, deep sleep, you know, like later in the morning. Daddy and I have been talking about this, like how we've been falling into a deep sleep later than earlier in the night, you know, and it's like, is it really time to wake up? And I think I was kind of thrown off, too, because it was dark out. When I came stumbling down the stairs, it was so dark it didn't even feel like it was morning. Well, daylight's out there right now, you know, but when I first got up, it was so, so dark. But tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and as I was saying earlier in the show, for me this day is all about family. It's about good smells in the kitchen, good times, good music, good fellowship, celebrating life, you know, and love, and, you know, actually really, really reflecting on the things that we have to be thankful for. Of course we should give thanks every day. But you know what? If it takes a day out of the year that we can sit and really, really reflect on that, I'm okay with it. I really am okay with it. No, for me, it's not about, you know, the pilgrims and the Indians and all of that, because yes, that story is not told correctly, in my opinion, you know. But for me, today and going into this time of year is more so about, you know, coming together as a unit, sharing time, loving one another. You know, tomorrow's not promised. It really isn't. And so if it takes, again, seasons like this coming up, you know, whether it be Thanksgiving or Hanukkah or Christmas or Kwanzaa, whatever it is that you might celebrate, if you celebrate this time of year, you know, to just come together, you know, let's do that. Let's do that. So we've got about 13 minutes left in the show. Today, again, I'm honoring some of my girls that have come my way. I'm so very, very blessed. Some of them I know a little more than others, but still it is an honor and a blessing to be able to share all the artists that I have that come my way here on Flava News Radio. Going into 2014, I'm going to make some changes, and you'll see gradually things kind of moving in a direction when it comes to most of what I'm doing, in just tweaking the name of it a bit. I'm going to be joining forces and merging with Marlex Records with Mark Van Claggett on some things. So I'm going to call the radio station Flava Marlex Radio. Not a little different, because I've been saying FN for news, but I'm going to say FM for Flava Marlex. So see those changes. We're merging with an artist consulting business that we're doing. And so you'll see some of those changes along with other things that I've got going on. But I'm really excited about how this year is ending. I'm really excited about the things that are in place going into 2014. And I have posted up the other day, you know what, it is not too late to put in place those things to change the outcome of 2013. I really believe it. I really do. I think that anything is possible. I think that if you put your mind to it, I think that if you really believe and turn some things over, you can do it. You know, too many times I think that we go out of a year feeling hopeless, you know, because we reflect and put so much energy into all the things that are going wrong. But I think that if we can kind of change our attitude with that, we can really, really, even though it's just weeks away, I think that we can really make some changes in how our year ends. So think about that as I play, you know what, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back with Monica Monet. I'm going to play a piece off of her Nappy Halo CD, which is called Home.
Yes, I'm natural. Yes, I'm natural. Yes, I'm natural. Yes, I'm wonderful. Yes, I'm it up and holds it high. You might not see every minute that it looks like you on the TV, but you're so fly. Mother Nature, the very relic gets it wrong. Be you, be beautiful, don't know, but to the be strong.
Be you, don't you beautiful, be you, oh, don't you beautiful, don't you beautiful, don't you beautiful.
Well, we just finished our coffee together, and now it's time to just kind of let you go and go about your day the way that you see fit. You know, it's never too late to kind of change it with a smile, though. As I was saying earlier when I woke up this morning to do the show, it was pitch black outside. It was so dark. It was like kind of one of those moments of being confused. But now as I look out the window, you know what? It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day here in Seattle. Blue skies, a little bit of clouds. But I think it's just going to be another beautiful day in the Pacific Northwest. So I'm wishing you a wonderful day. If you are in one of those areas on the East Coast where the weather is kind of crazy, you know, wishing you safe travels and to stay warm. To everybody out there that celebrates Thanksgiving, wishing you warm, warm fuzzies and great times and good food and wonderful memories being created. This year is about to end, and Thanksgiving could be a good point to just kind of reflect and make a few little changes before the year is out. Enjoy yourself, be thankful, because you know what? Every day that we take that first breath, that is the first thing that we should be thankful for. So I'm thankful for you for celebrating 4 years with me here on Flava News Radio. I cannot believe it. And I'll be continuing my celebration to the very end of this month. So come out Saturday to the coffee house and help me continue the celebration of Flava News Radio being on the air for 4 years. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Coffee with Flava with me today. Take a look in the mirror. Know that you matter. Go share a smile with somebody that you don't know, and look how it may impact a change in their day for the positive. Take care. God bless. And until we meet again, I appreciate you.